Leah Brink, seeking re-election to a second term on the council. Brink says she's lived more than half her life in Brookings, attended SDSU, and now has a daughter at SDSU and a son at Brookings High School. What led to her decision to run for another term on the city council?
I just feel that my work is not done on the council. I think that I've heard a lot of encouragement from folks that had hoped that I would run again. And I just think that it takes a while to kind of learn what you're doing and to be effective. And I think two terms is a good amount of time to kind of put in that time and be a solid representative for Brookings and someone who's able to see some projects move forward.
What did you think of the way the Brookings City Council responded to the COVID-19 pandemic? Brink voted against mask mandates and business closures. She says COVID-19 is not that level of a threat.
Not to warrant shutting down our local economy and keeping people at home and keeping school children wearing these masks improperly most of the time. So I didn't agree with the mandates, and I didn't agree with shutting down small businesses in favor of keeping large ones open and keeping their pocketbooks fat and happy. So that was how I saw it. It just seemed like it was inequitable to the small business community.
What does Brink see as the most pressing need for Brookings?
I really think that we need to continue our project in investing in our police department facility and upgrading that facility. Now, that is in process already, but anyone who's been in that building knows the sad state that it's in. And so we owe our law enforcement community the tools and resources to do their jobs well. And so I definitely want to see us move forward with that project, whether it is a remodel or a new construction.